In a way, I admire Margaret Thatcher. She was the first female prime minister in England. She was a very powerful woman. She broke any normal social norms considered associated with politics and the female gender. So I admire her for breaking through that.
Historical person I admire is a famous American author called Mark Twain. He has written a lot of fiction, and he's very well known for a book called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I think he had a very unique perspective on the world around him, and he was a very good critique of society that allowed people to think about what they were doing.
A historical person I admire is Nelson Mandela, who, despite the extreme and intense hardship he went through, he remained dedicated to his beliefs and his cause, and he has become a very important leader, a spiritual leader for the whole African continent.
One historical person that I admire and I can think of right now, it's Ernesto Guevara, Che Guevara, as people know him. He was from Argentina, a doctor that traveled throughout Latin America to see how people lived. And he ended up in Cuba helping Fidel Castro to run or start the revolution. He had very good, I believe, very good ideals, very good convictions of what Latin America should be. So I think that's a very good historical person that I admire.
I think someone who I admire historically would be Jimi Hendrix. I think he revolutionized rock music or music in general and many different styles of playing the guitar.
I admire Martin Luther King. I think that he had a lot of strength and a lot of courage and was able to pull off the civil rights movement because he was a very powerful leader and people really looked at him to lead by example.